Question?
Well, if you've had a situation and you finally, after years, you call the person on it and they say, oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And you do, but you don't forget. How do you forget the hurt it had cost you?
How do you
pray about it, but it's still there.
I was going to ask the same.
You can forgive, but you don't forget.
I think the forgetting part is emotions, to be honest with you. And the this is going to sound maybe a little, well, I'll just say it. Forgiveness can sometimes just be a duty we do. A duty that we could be hurt so bad. The hurt that someone has caused us has been so deep that I will tell you, there's been times where I've seen people forgive and it's as if they don't really mean it. And but I still think they're doing a Christian thing. Like, they write out the forgiveness on a piece of paper and hand it, and they just are so torn up about it. They just, I forgive you. But I can tell, like, emotionally, they don't want to. And they're not forgetting, for sure.
Yeah.
The hope is that in time, the emotions keep up with the duty. Does that make sense?
I guess that's a question, too. If somebody is a patron, and do you then forget? You'll never tell you. Do you stop dwelling on
it? Yeah. I think you can get there. Yeah. I really do. Yeah. But I think it's so important to forgive. The duty of forgiving and saying those words to someone are super important, and the emotions then can catch up in time. Elaine's got, what's that?
Though I never be back to where you were, at least it cleanses you if you forgive. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what I'm saying is the emotions, I think the Holy Spirit goes to work and our emotions start catching up to the act of forgiving. Elaine's got something.
Well, I just had a situation with a family member where I felt deeply hurt, and it kept kind of coming back to me, and I didn't want to say anything. And I kind of did years and years later. And that person was kind enough to say, I don't remember that at all.
Yep.
But I believe you. I believe you, and I'm sorry for what I did to hurt you.
Yep.
And so that was very helpful. But in addition, I still remember it. That hurt is not quite so deep, and I feel really good that there was that reconciliation and acknowledgement. But it's just one of these, we're human, of course we're going to remember things.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should beat ourselves up for remembering,
yeah.
But then it's what we do with that remembering.
Yeah.
And what I do is remember that we had that talk, that was wonderful. I appreciate the fact that it was acknowledged, even though it wasn't remembered. And it wasn't a dismissal, like, I don't remember that. It's like, I honestly don't remember that. But I'm so sorry, because I believe you are being true. That was really helpful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, the only thing, the goal, I think, is I'd actually argue that, and I'm, you know me, my problem is I'm an optimist. I think that actually when there's a breakdown, I've got a crazy view on this, and there's a broken relationship, but actually with the power of the Holy Spirit, you can be in a better position than you ever were before. So think of Jesus and Peter. Peter betrays Jesus, right? Pretty bad, right? Jesus not only forgives him, but he has this little conversation after his resurrection and basically says, feed my sheep, Peter, feed my flock. And Jesus goes away and basically hands the church to Peter. So there was conflict, and the forgiveness actually pushed Peter to a deeper connection with Jesus. So I actually think there's chance for, that's why we should celebrate brokenness sometimes. Sounds crazy, but if a church or a family can just celebrate that forgiveness power, the relationships could, sometimes whatever the brokenness was can catapult the family or the relationship to a higher level. than if the brokenness had never happened. Is that twisted and crazy? So
it fits for life. It's like,
yeah,
some of your greatest acts of heroism and passion come while there's a tragedy going on, where the tragedy occurs. You know, it's a paradox. Does it make sense? She said, yeah, no, in some ways it doesn't.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got outdoor service. We kind of just walked around a good topic. If you have questions about that, email me. We didn't get into there, so many scripture passages about this and didn't unpack those, but I think it was helpful today. So forgiveness is always something we do because we've been forgiven ourselves. Let's close with prayer and we'll head out for worship. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's tool. It's one that we pray about each week. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, help us to be people that put away any idea of punishment or wanting people to earn their way back or recalling brokenness, and help us to be people that just forgive on the spot, genuinely from the heart, and bring beauty into this world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.